The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, February 11, 2022. Cuba will continue to bear on the quality of higher education, said the minister of the sector, José Ramón Saborido, when analyzing the results of the 2022 International University Congress, which concludes here this Friday. The minister stressed that the event was marked by discussions of the most pressing issues in general and higher education, which have an impact on the improvement of education systems, the increase in the participation of European countries such as Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary, and the presence of around 200 delegates from 35 nations highlight in an event that the COVID-19 pandemic conditioned its realization in face-to-face and virtual modalities. The Caribbean island welcomed representatives of international agencies and organizations, rectors and ministers, academics, experts, and students. Cuba is currently setting a virtual COVID-19 vaccination certificate that confirms the immunization process of each Cuban citizen and can be carried out on their mobile phones, official sources reported. During a regular meeting of the temporary working group to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, Cuba's Public Health Minister José Ángel Portal Miranda said the digital vaccination certificate will be launched and available as of next Monday, February 14. According to the presidency's official website, it is a test service doing its initial stage where users can find more details on the official websites of the Public Health Ministry. According to official data, more than 88% of Cubans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Deputy Prime Minister in Economy and also Planning Minister Alejandro Gil said that even the new actors in the Cuban economy should contribute to making it much more dynamic based on productive change and competition. The Cuban official referred to the expansion and improvement of the private sector, which includes new micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, as well as non-agricultural cooperatives, which should have a favorable impact on 2022. Among other topics of interest, the economy minister also alluded to the need of transforming state-owned companies, which in spite of implementing new development measures, have not yet reached the looked-for levels. And in the international agenda, we have that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro denounced that the members of criminal gangs dismantled in the state of Aragua were trained and financed by the Ivan Duque administration. The Venezuelan leader explained that many of the detainees mentioned which Colombian cities they were in. They talked about their military. The Venezuelan leader explained that many of the detainees mentioned which Colombian cities they were in, talked about their military training, and how they were establishing a paramilitary base to attack Caracas. There was a plan to attack Caracas from Las Tejerias, Nicolas Maduro pointed out, because they wanted to attack Venezuela's capital under the Ivan Duque administration's order. The Venezuelan president also congratulated his secretary agency for their work and efforts for the successful fight against paramilitarism. The Venezuelan president also congratulated his security agencies for their work and efforts for the successful fight against paramilitarism. Meanwhile, once again, Latin America and the Caribbean supported Argentina in the cause of sovereignty of the Malvinas Islands, a territory usurped by the United Kingdom, which led to war in 1982. Within the context of commemorations for the 40th anniversary of the Malvinas War, the headquarters of Par Latino in Panama hosted a seminar on the subject at which the countries of the region once again urged the United Kingdom to resume peaceful negotiations in order to solve the conflict. A note from the Foreign Ministry states that Par Latino legislators and authorities together with senators and deputies from different political forces, members of the Malvinas Council and diplomats called on the international community, urge the British government to resume negotiations with Argentina in line with the provisions of international law. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.